This is The Lullaby Effect with music educator and researcher Dr. Anita Collins.
Hello, I'm Anita Collins. This podcast is about how important it is to sing to your child and how you are actually helping them to grow every time you sing to them. This episode is Raising a Helpful Child. And we ask the question, what does music have to do with a child being helpful? One of the most surprising things that have been found in this field of research about music and child development is that music actually encourages children to be helpful, which seems like a really strange connection. There is some amazing research which has done two things. So with the researcher, really young children, some of them before they're walking, some of them when they're just walking, have sung a song with the researcher or bounced together in sync with the researcher. And then in other situations, they have read a story to the child or they haven't done anything. They've just sat near them. And then they've done these experiments straight afterwards, things like putting some washing up on a line with some pegs. And the researcher drops a peg and then says, uh-oh, and sees what the child does. Now, what they're looking for is if the child will understand that that person is having a problem and then will take action to do something. I saw one of these going on in Toronto recently. And you know what amazed me? Here were these kids, and as soon as the ones that had been sung to or the ones that had been bouncing along to, they would automatically help the researcher. They felt empathy for the researcher and they actually took action to help. The other ones, reading a book or just sitting with the child, just looked at the researcher and said, I don't know what you want me to do. So it actually shows that this connection through music, something's happening with the children. They're feeling a connection with someone they've never, ever met before, and they actually want to help them. It's a very good question to say, how do you go from a research experiment that shows one thing to real life and the messiness of the morning and getting everyone ready for school and all of those sorts of different things? And it's a true thing about research that trying to connect from the research situation to home is pretty hard sometimes. But what this research shows is that connecting through music, feeling a connection between you with music, actually helps with a whole bunch of other behaviours. So one of the simplest ways to do it is actually to sing instructions to your child. And my daughter getting ready for school, it's always getting the teeth done, doing her hair and getting her shoes on. It just seems to be those three, the trifecta of things she forgets to do. And she keeps coming back to ask me, what do I do next, Mummy? So out of desperation one day, I sang her a song. Teeth, hair and shoes, teeth, hair and shoes, off I go to get my teeth, hair and shoes. And so every single time she would come back and ask, I would say, sing your song. And she'd start singing it away and she'd go, oh, right, my hair's next. And she'd go off and do that. And it was not just a reminder through song. It was actually a connection between her and I about how we were communicating, how we were working together to solve a problem. And this is, I think, where the connection comes with this kind of research about helping behaviours and using song as a way of connecting with our children.
This is The Lullaby Effect with music educator and researcher Dr. Anita Collins. And if you're a fan of lullabies, you'll love Settle Pedal on Kindling Kids Radio. If you tune in every night around 5 p.m, you'll hear lullabies and stories to help your kids settle into a long night of sleep.
Well, having a helpful child is fantastic for the everyday life that we have in our busy families. One of the deeper, more important parts of this research is actually encouraging children to feel empathy. Empathy is a very, very hard concept to get across to a child through words. But we know when we feel it and we know when we want to take action because we've felt it. So what we're starting to see with this research about synchronicity and empathy and helping behaviours is that connecting through music, feeling connected with someone, actually is not just about the music itself, it's about the emotional content that comes with the music. Through sharing music together, we share an emotional bond. that emotional bond then is moved onto being able to understand how someone else is feeling. When we understand how someone else is feeling, we then move that very next step of going, well, actually, I can help this person feel better. That's how we get children in a very implicit and deep way to understand and experience empathy. So let's get back to the key question for this episode, which is, what does music have to do with my child being helpful? The answer is all about connection. Feeling connected with our children, understanding the emotional bond between us and understanding how each person in that relationship is feeling actually helps children to want to be helpful. Before we had iPads, before we had music, all these sorts of other things, we lived in nomadic groups, we lived in villages, we lived in a family unit, and every child, as soon as they possibly could, had to be helpful to ensure that everyone lived and thrived. Now, growing up as a child in today is really, really different. And in that case, possibly we've lost this mechanism that we had about how to teach empathy, how to teach understanding, and how to then make a choice to be helpful. So if we get back to that sharing of music, that connecting through music, it makes me wonder about how we might change our world if every child had a higher level of empathy as they grew up.
You've been listening to The Lullaby Effect, brought to you by Kindling Kids Radio. For more on lullabies, subscribe to The Lullaby Effect wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please rate us and give a review. It will help us spread the word and reach more parents.